in Terry Legg's life. You need to move in power. God, would you do it? I'm interceding. He's saying, would someone just partner with me and count the cost of what it means to begin a movement? If it means waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning saying, Jesus, whatever you need from me, I will pray until the sun comes up if you need me to. It costs us something. So what does it look like to become an intercessor? The first thing you have to do is you have to learn to listen. You have to learn to listen. When God draws you in and he says, would you listen to me so that I may speak to you and share with you the things that are on my heart? You have to listen. Søren Kierkegaard says, a man prayed, and at first he thought that prayer was talking, but he became more and more quiet until in the end he realized that prayer is listening. It's listening, because you can't pray effectively until you know what the heart of God is. What is his will? What are the things that he wants to do? What are the things that he is passionate about? What are the things that break his heart? Who are the people that he's broken over? The whole cities and states and countries that are oppressed. The people in your classes, are you listening to God to see who's oppressed and who he wants you to intercede for? Are you listening, or do you even care? Do you care? That's honestly the bigger question. Do you really care? Because the heart of God is about caring and loving people. He's about loving people. Which leads to the second part. We have to embrace compassion. The interesting thing about Jesus, if you cut out every scripture in the Bible that talks about prayer, about 90% of the time, I'm just throwing that number out, don't hold me to it, but a large portion, I'm going to say 90% of the time, his prayer for people is motivated by compassion. Matthew 9:36 says, he felt compassion for the people, because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. He was compassionate. It's an emotional response to something that he sees. Majority of time that Jesus prayed for healing for someone is because Jesus was moved with compassion. Jesus had compassion for this person. Jesus loved this person. Jesus became angry and prayed. He was angry because he hated the work of the enemy. It was an emotion, a feeling felt inside of him. What I want to say tonight is this. God feels compassion for the things that he's broken over. And as you engage him in intercession, as you begin to link with him and hold on here, he says, let me share my heart with you. When's the last time you felt compassion, you felt emotion for the things that you were praying about? When's the last time? When is the last time your heart actually was birthed? It's a deep level of hurt or pain or just undeniable love for something or someone because you wanted God to move and it moved you to tears. Listen, I know people who have the gift of intercession. This supernatural, I don't say supernatural, just gift of God to pray for an inordinate amount of time. And all of them had the exact same story. They said, I said, what happened in your life? They said, well, something, I was praying one night or one morning, and all of a sudden, I was just overcome with emotion. And I began to weep like I'd never wept before, and snot began to just pour out of my nose and began to mix with tears. And I just sat there and drool was coming out of my mouth because I was so undone. I just couldn't help it. But this person would say, I just connected with the heart of God and I knew it because I knew he loved this thing or this person or whatever it was so much, and I was just undone. And it's motivated my prayer life from then on. I recognize now the heart of God, that he actually has compassion for things. I am undone. I want to say this tonight. If you're not feeling the compassion, the emotion of God and the things that you're praying about, I want to say, it's okay. because I'm not prone to emotion either. But whenever I'm praying for something and I'm latching and I'm interceding, I'm saying, God, I may not feel now, but God, would you allow my emotions to be birthed so I could feel your heart for this? If you're not feeling emotion and compassion when you're praying for something, then you're missing out on something that God has for you as it relates to the deep level of prayer. Now, I'm not saying that's a guilt thing. I hesitated even sharing that with you because it could turn into a, well, I don't feel anything. I'm not a good prayer. No. What I'd say to you is this. If you're not feeling anything, then simply ask God. God, I know this is important, so I'm going to pray about it. Now, would you give me your heart? Would you give me your compassion for this? Because there's something about passion and compassion that motivates prayers to a new level. How many of you have ever known someone who was hurting or dying that you were really close to? Did you pray with more fervor for them? And God's saying, for those who intercede, I want to connect you with that emotion. And the third thing about intercession is this. Never give up. Jesus said, this is how you ought to pray. You should never give up. Look at the widow, y'all. She knocked and she knocked and she cried out for justice to a judge who owed her nothing and who was wicked in his heart. And the judge even moved in her life. How much more will your Father answer when you're persistent in coming to pray? Never give up. The reality about prayer is this. When you have things that are worthy of intercession, I don't know about you, but I get tired. I get tired of praying. I begin to question, well, is God really going to do this for me? And God says, just don't give up. Never stop. Give yourself to it. Pray and never cease. Don't stop at 2:30. Pray to 3. Never give up. When do you know when to stop, Steve? Well, the answer comes. Right? The thing you're praying about actually happens. Or you feel this deep sense of release inside of you, like my mom felt. I knew I was done. I just knew. I was like, all of a sudden, the peace is like, oh, it's happened. When we talk about becoming bigger than yourself, that's kind of what we're in right now. Becoming bigger than yourself. This is where God wants to move you into, y'all. Do you care to intercede, to stand in the gap, say, Jesus, I'm willing to partner with you. Whatever you want to do, I will give myself until the answer comes. I will not give up. I will press in. And when the enemy comes against me, Lord, I will stand. When the day of evil comes, I will stand and say, I am not giving up. For the prayer of a righteous person, God, it is powerful and effective. Elijah prayed that it would not rain. It did not rain for 3 years. He prayed again that it would, and it did, God. And Elijah was a man, was a human being just like me. I'm not going to give up. Jesus, you want someone to partner with you? I'm your person. I'm your woman. I'm your man. I'm the one. Yes, I hear the call. I will answer. I care. This place of intercession is a place of maturity. It's a place of growth. It's a place of confidence. And saying, Jesus, I'm not going to entangle myself with the things of the world. I'm not going to entangle myself with this person over here. I'm not going to hook up on weekends because it feels good. God, I'm not going to get drunk because I just need a release. I'm not going to just let my tongue say whatever it wants to, God, because I think it's funny. God, I'm going to give myself and devote myself to you because, God, it is worth partnering with you because the world needs me. You can say that. God, the world needs me. Why? Because God is looking for you. God doesn't go looking just for the fun of it. There's a sense of need. He's like, and this is the thing about prayer that's interesting. We say, well, why do we need to pray? I don't really know why. But all I know is that Jesus does it. He talks about it all the time. And there's something about prayer that seemingly, for some reason, God actually seems to move when we pray. That he calls us to do it because there's something about it that he wants us. John Wesley has supposedly been quoted as saying, God does nothing except in response to prayer. And whether that's 100% true or not, I don't know. But what I do believe is that it points us in the right direction. That there is a greater authority in prayer in you than you've ever dreamed imaginable. If you would simply partner with the heart of God and pray. Let's bow our heads. Lord, tonight, I sense, God, that you want to birth in the hearts of your people here the gift of intercession, that you want to call people and empower them to pray. And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come. Father, we invite you to stir our hearts, men and women, tonight to pray. Before we go into our prayer time, I feel like God wants to pour out some healing tonight. The sense there's someone here whose left shoulder is really hurting. It's tweaked. Something's happened to it. Kind of like under the shoulder blade. Maybe you did something playing sports. Maybe you slept on it wrong, but man, it's been a lot of pain today. Anybody like that in here? I'd like me to pray for you real quick. Just raise your hand where you are. I can't see who that is. Hey. Okay, anybody else? Put your hands like this, please. Whoever praying for, let's pray for healing real quick for you. Holy Spirit, we want to ask right now that you would come in power. And that the sense you want to bring healing. So right now, God, we're believing you for healing. Father, you are God. You are the Lord. You are the creator. And Holy Spirit, we want to ask now that you would do this out of your great love. I ask that you would touch this shoulder right now, that you would bring complete healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just take time, Lord. I just feel like God wants to do some more if we pray. Is there somebody kind of right here in your neck? Maybe part of the spinal cord at the top of your back. And I think God's on backs tonight. Anybody who has pain right here in the back, right here, just raise your hand. Okay. All right. Those of you, just raise your hands, put your hands like this, and this in the form of receiving. Thank you. And we're going to pray that God would move. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come tonight. Lord, we praise you for your undeniable love for these people who just raised their hands. And Lord, you think they're great. God, you desire to bring healing. And so, Holy Spirit, we say yes to you tonight. God, would you pour out healing right now, God? We just ask for a release of healing for these backs tonight. Lord, I pray that you would touch them. Holy Spirit, even now, I pray that you would place your hand upon them, and that you would put a burning sensation on the top of their neck. Maybe the top, this sense may be coming from the top of the head all the way down to the neck, Lord. That almost feel numb because of your spirit moving. Jesus, we believe you can do this. Why wouldn't you? Why couldn't you? You can. We believe it, Lord. We praise you and thank you for this tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Take some time and listen. I feel like God wants to do some more. Come here for a second. Is there anybody in here this week that maybe had an eye exam and you feel and that maybe the prognosis was not good for you? I mean, like maybe in the sense of a blindness, maybe possibly going blind. Is anybody like that in this room? It's a pretty specific thing. Can you come forward, please? I just want to pray for Riley with us, please. This is going to be ministry time tonight. So, David Griffith, where are you? Is he in the room? Hey, you're okay. Do you sense anything from the Lord? Where is he? Is he in the room? You go to the bathroom? Yeah. Hey, dude. We're just praying. Do you sense anything from the Lord we need to pray about for people? This is way out of our... Are y'all uncomfortable? I hope not. This isn't way out of my comfort zone. I'm not really... Oh, this is cool, but I feel silly, just so you know. Anything? Who has migraines? It's the second time, man. Okay. I'm going to pray for your migraines. Let's pray. Whose migraines? I have to ask God to move. Father, we ask now that you would move in power. And God, I just speak to these migraines in Jesus' name. And we say, be gone. Holy Spirit, we ask now that you would come and move. Whatever needs to happen genetically and in their heads, or anything like this, blood vessels, whatever it may be. God, I want to ask that you would move in power, that you would recreate, God, and remove this pain. God, it can be so debilitating. We ask in Jesus' name that you would restore, them back to their health, God. The cross of Christ defeated death, hell, and sickness, God. And I pray now, God, that you would place the cross of Christ, its fullness, on these. In Jesus' name. to ask my wife. I looked at her. People struggling from insomnia. Means you can't sleep. Anybody that's insomnia? Blair, hey Blair, hey Blair. Can't see who that is, sorry behind Blair. Okay, let's pray for that. We're gonna pray for insomnia. Feel free, if you're around those people, I'm sorry I haven't said it, feel free to place your hand on those people around you who have raised their hands. Let's pray for this insomnia. Lord, we praise you and thank you for your love for these. Father, you've created sleep to be a place where we could actually get rest for our bodies because you've created us with the need for sleep. And so, Holy Spirit, I'm asking tonight, Father, would you restore to them what the created order of a good night's rest? Holy Spirit, I'm asking now, God, would you come in power? Lord, I believe and know that you can do this, God. This is not something difficult for you. So, Holy Spirit, we're asking, would you touch them tonight? Would you meet them with this place of insomnia in Jesus' name? And we just speak peace and rest in Jesus' name. No more Ambien, no more sleeping pills. Father, you're going to release them to sleep. At least 9 hours, Lord. At least 9 hours of sleep in Jesus' name. At least without an alarm clock waking them up. Holy Spirit, I pray, even tonight, that you would help them to sleep until their alarm clock.